Hello. I'm thinking about you right now and I have so many questions. Who are you, I wonder? What's on your face? Is it curiosity, frustration, pain, or hope? I want to know, where did you get this book? Maybe you discovered it in a library, or a garage, or the bargain bin at your local bookstore. Maybe some do-gooder gave it to you, hoping it'll fix you. No matter how the book came into your hands, I'm pleased it did. Before you read on, there are a few things I should mention. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a counsellor. I'm not a psychologist, or a psychiatrist, or a psychotherapist, or a psychic. I can't prescribe anything stronger than a well-brewed cup of Ceylon tea. But there are two things I am qualified in. Firstly, I'm an expert on living at the bottom of a very deep hole. I'm a survivor of depression. I don't mean feeling blue or being down in the dumps. I'm talking about intense, unrelenting, suicidal depression. 4 whole years of it. Secondly, I know a few things about storytelling. As a journalist for TVNZ, I have made a living for 12 years by telling stories about real people. I've encountered the very best, innovators, scientists, athletes and artists, and the very worst, killers, abusers, fraudsters and neo-Nazis. Oh, and the Jonas Brothers. I'll let you decide which category to put them in. Being a journalist has allowed me to document the most extraordinary moments in these people's lives. But the stories that really hook me, the ones that matter most, are about ordinary people who have been pushed to their limits. From the start of my career, I was drawn to stories about tragedy, pain, and loss. As a fresh-faced young reporter, I was fascinated by people who had survived huge challenges. But I was a detached observer. At the end of each shoot, once the lights were packed away, I would get in the car with the camera operator and drive home thinking, I'm so glad that will never be me. However, at the age of 26, my own life began to spin out of control. At first, depression came as a trickle, then a torrent, then a flood. It seeped into every corner of my life and destroyed many of the things that were important to me. I tried every mental health tool I could find, from meditation to medication. Most of those efforts made very little difference to my state of mind. After a couple of years, there seemed to be only one simple appealing option left: taking my own life. I knew how much pain it would cause my friends and family, but I also believed an illness had colonized my brain. Just like a cancer patient, I was sick. I could fight back, but if my depression killed me, I couldn't possibly be held responsible.